You know, I have been working on my photo biz just as kind of a side hustle for all these years. But one day I was sitting in my cubicle writing specs for a robot when I just pushed my laptop away from myself and I was like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta go. I can't do this anymore. And the only way to really grow a business strategically is to give myself more time. And to give myself that time, I had to leave Intel. So I took a huge leap of faith. I'm so lucky to be enabled and supported by a very supportive family of hustlers and an incredible partner who had some awesome health insurance, so I didn't have to self-support my own. And I just said, I gotta go. You can always make more money, but you can never get more time. So I just
Yeah.
went all in.
Hi guys, I'm your host Megan Van Diepender, and this is the Empowerhood Podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. You know, motherhood is hard, and we are going to talk about all of the hard things that just are not talked about enough. So buckle up and enjoy this episode. You look great. Okay.
Thank you.
Hi, Erin. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited. So everyone out there listening in today, we have Erin Fortin here with us, and she is from Erin Fortin Photography, and she is going to tell us about her journey, really, from living in the West Coast in a different career and then moving here to the Capital District and yeah, totally changing her job with two little ones. And so I can't wait to hear your story, Erin. So why don't you start off and tell us a little bit about you? Who is Erin?
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm Erin. I'm the owner and Let me start over. Let me start over. Because like, who is Erin is kind of a really big question. So I'm gonna start over. Let's cut. Okay. Thank you, Megan. I feel like there's gonna be like a learning curve to how we are gonna do this for myself. So I appreciate the grace.
No, go for
Okay,
it.
I'm Erin. I'm Erin. I'm a PhD chemist. Turned brand photographer who left my corporate engineering job to build the career and the team of my dreams. I'm also married to the most incredible partner in my husband, Brian, and we have two wonderful, like wild and independent little girls, Reese and Rachel.
That's amazing. So, a chemist and a photographer. So, where did this all like, how did this change, and where did this dream come in, I guess?
Oh my gosh. So I got my PhD in chemistry and I started working for Intel as an engineer. And all the while I was working, I had like just a little side hustle of photography on the side just to kind of flex the right side of my brain because engineering and chemistry are so left-brained. So I picked up a camera in grad school to just play with the creative side of things. So I wasn't just like stuck in a stinky chemistry lab all day. You know, I had been working on my photo biz just as kind of a side hustle for all these years, but one day I was sitting in my cubicle writing specs for a robot when I just pushed my laptop away from myself and I was like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta go. I can't do this anymore. And the only way to really grow a business strategically is to give myself more time. And to give myself that time, I had to leave Intel. So I took a huge leap of faith. I'm so lucky to be enabled and supported by a very supportive family of hustlers and an incredible partner who had some awesome health insurance. So I didn't have to self-support my own. And I just said, I gotta go. You can always make more money, but you can never get more time. So I just went all in.
Wow, that's amazing. So at this point, you were in the West Coast, right? Okay, where did you
Yep,
live
we lived in
there?
Portland.
Portland?
We lived in Portland, Oregon from 2013 to 2022.
Okay. Now, is that where you grew up, or where did you grow up?
We moved a lot as a kid, so it depends how much time
Oh.
you got, girl.
Okay, so that's
I
another
moved
episode, basically.
every day. I could write a whole dissertation on all the different cultures and businesses and foods of the world, and the United States. The one place I never lived, though, is in New England and in New York. So, yeah, we just moved around growing up. I come from a family of moving frequently and never feeling like you have to just stay in one place forever. Our family's moved a lot, so
So is that why
it's
you were
easy.
so open to coming to New York in like this area?
Well, my brother and his partner Jen moved to the Adirondacks in 2019. And my husband and I are like West Coasters in vibe and style and adventure. We live in the mountains. When we're not working, we spend the weekends playing outside and sleeping in the dirt. So when Will and Jen moved up to the Adirondacks a couple years back, they started to influence our impression of upstate New York and realizing that it really does provide this like dreamy outdoor lifestyle that we've never seen before. And slowly but surely we caught the bug and we thought, you know what, life is short. Let's be close to family now that we have little kids. Like, you know, they're not from upstate New York or the Adirondacks, but they're making it look super fun. So let's go.
That's awesome. Give it a try. So how little were your kids when you moved?
We moved to Saratoga when Reese was 4 and Rachel was 2.
Okay. Now, how was that to move across the country with 2 little ones and to a place you'd really never even explored, right? This is a totally new place.
Yeah. It was like sight unseen. We literally got up at like 2 a.m. to push the final drive. We rolled up into Saratoga, met up with our realtor at essentially an open house, like an appointment to come view a home. Spent 12 minutes in the house, placed an offer.
No. And the rest is history. Oh, that's so crazy. Well, I know we moved at the same time because that's how we met, which was crazy. And we had to buy our house sight unseen, too. It really was just like a real like leap. So you did lots of leaps. So when you moved here, did you already have your photography business?
Oh, yeah. Okay. For sure.
So you already had that rolling.
Absolutely. So EFP was born in 2016. My first daughter was born in 2017. Oh, wow. So I've had the business longer than kids. But when we decided, you know what, let's move to the Adirondacks. Let's move somewhere closer to Will and Jen. We thought, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to close my my Portland studio and then grow a New York studio somehow? Or what do I do? But I have so many clients in Portland. 75% of my business is returning and reoccurring clientele. Yep. They've really trusted EFP and my business and my brand. I didn't want to leave them high and dry. I love these businesses there. And I know their families and I know their kids and they're growing with me. I didn't want to leave them high and dry. So I thought, with the guidance and support of my sister, who's an MBA, and my dad, who's also a small business owner, they kind of helped inform and encourage me to not close my Oregon business, but to expand my EFP business and keep Oregon. Yeah. I hired 2 amazing photographers to run the studio there while I grow New York here.
Okay. Brilliant. I mean, that's one thing I know about you. You're brilliant.
I have a lot of very brilliant people in my life. Yeah. I'm very supportive.
I know. That's so cool. You definitely surround yourself with the right people. It's really cool. So tell us a little bit about your photography business here. Now, so when you came to Saratoga, is the business that you have here very different from the one in Portland, or is it very similar?
That is such a good question, Megan, because my goodness, America's massive and the culture is very different. And the way that businesses strategically have marketed themselves, how businesses grow, how businesses run, their values, like business is different on the West Coast, East Coast. Right. That's for sure. Not better or worse, just different. But EFP's mission, my work is driven by helping support small businesses and entrepreneurs so that they can market themselves well and look amazing while doing it. Yeah. So that mission hasn't changed. Still the same concept. Right. It's just slowly learning how New Yorkers prefer to market their businesses versus Oregon.
Yeah. No, I mean, Saratoga is a much smaller community, I assume, than Portland, right? So does that kind of, is it different in that aspect where the businesses are smaller or... Just a different
vibe. No, definitely not smaller. No, I wouldn't say smaller in any scale of the imagination, but I think it's more the clients I serve in Saratoga it's a smaller city. So I've had to, in order to grow my New York business and New York revenue stream, I serve clients outside of Saratoga Springs. I shoot 2 to 3 times a month down in the city. I was in the city on Monday.
Okay.
Meeting with and photographing a whole room of, there were 50 plus movers and shakers, CEOs, tech startup founders. Super impressive, this group of people. And you were saying earlier, you're the company you keep, but holy moly, that was humbling to be able to work with and photograph that type of company.
Very cool.
So I shoot in the city regularly.
Okay. So you're all over New York pretty much.
Saratoga and New York City.
Okay. Okay. Well, do you, so when you photograph businesses, are they all in Saratoga or is it like capital region type businesses?
That's a great question. Capital region and beyond. So have you heard of everyone knows and loves Benson's Pet Center?
Yes.
Yeah. So Benson's is beloved. They have nine storefronts all over the Capital District, including Massachusetts as well. And they commissioned me to shoot all of their storefront and internal photos for their business and their brand for all their Google home, like for all their Google storefront listings. Mm-hmm. So basically when you Google a business and there's, you know, on the right-hand side of your website or on your webpage, there's a Google listing, right? Yes. The Google storefront. Well, when you see a business, you want to kind of vet them, right? You like click on it and you think, oh man, are they nice? Are they in a good part of town? Like, what's the vibe on the inside? Is it cute? Is it not cute? Like, people are informing their impression of your business online before they even step foot in the door. That's why developing a brand with gorgeous photos and your brand kit and your style and your aesthetic and all the language, the messaging is so important because you're making that impression before you even win the business. So Benson's is one of those examples where I help them do that, and they're all over the capital region.
Nice. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. It's like, why do you think branding, like, why did you pick branding? Why is this so important for these small businesses?
Oh my gosh, I love brand photography. Your brand is your reputation. It's what people say about you when you're not in the room. And the amazing thing about excellent branding is that you can strategically and authentically design your brand to kind of influence and encourage that impression that people have of and for you.
Yeah.
And also, I just love small businesses. And when the pandemic hit in 2020, my heart and soul like wanted to do everything I possibly could to help the small businesses in my nook of Portland to help them succeed, because their businesses make our neighborhoods look cute. They're what bring tourism and attraction. It brings money. It influences our local economy. It's why Saratoga is so cute, you know?
I was like, going to say, especially in Saratoga. Yeah.
Yes. And so it's like, you don't want empty storefronts. You want these storefronts and these businesses to thrive and look amazing.
Yeah.
And all of that can be informed by strategic branding.
Yeah. So what are some of like the main points that you bring home when someone hires you? Like, what are the main things that you do for this company?
Oh my gosh. Well, the deliverable at the end of the day is just like gorgeous and authentic photos,
totally.
Right? For their marketing efforts, whether they're using them on their website, on ads, on social media.
Yeah.
But I would say that 90% of the work is all the pre-production. It's your pre-photo shoot prep work that I do. And I pour into the strategy for the brand. So there's a lot of questions I ask first. I'm listening. I'm saying like, what's your brand? What's your story? What type of vibe do you want to give off? Yeah. And I use that to create a prep guide for my clients that delivers a shot list and a timeline and location and styling that can, you know, strategically create that type of image.
Yeah, I love that. What do you plan to continue to do? Will you expand in the future, or what is your plan for your business around this area?
Oh my gosh, what a big question to ask, but it's also very flattering to be asked to like think bigger as a business owner.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think bigger, right?
Well, obviously rocking and keeping my team in Portland, Oregon. They're amazing. I want to keep growing the business here in New York. And something that I've kind of leaning back to what we were talking about earlier was the differences in cultures on East Coast and West Coast. And I would love to build a studio here in New York.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be so cool. Now,
like a real storefront studio, like an actual, like a physical studio.
That'd be so cool. Now, would you do New York City or would you do Saratoga?
Saratoga.
Okay. Yeah. I can totally see that. That'd be so fun. Now, when you're photographing all these people and like, you know, capturing them authentically, what do you do to authentically put your brand out there, to put your photography out there?
Oh my gosh. Well, years ago when EFP, probably 2019, like maybe 1 or 2 years into being an LLC and then maybe 1 or 2 years into going full-time photo and stepping away from my engineering job and going full-time business owner, I met with a brand strategist and she got to know me as a person. And she said, let's authentically turn who Erin is, what she does for fun, what her like personality is into a brand message and a voice for my business, Erin Fortin Photography, so that it is real, so that it is me. Like, what are the things that I love and do? It's like sleeping outside in the dirt and playing outside and being with my family. But the thing is I serve businesses strategically. So I don't just want to only talk about like my kids and camping, because that doesn't relate to the rest of businesses that I serve. Right.
Right.
So I think being authentic as a brand comes down to not needing to seek perfection. Like just show up as yourself. You don't need high quality production, everything. I oftentimes am shooting behind the scenes for myself and showing, I'm super active on social media, on Instagram. And so I'm like just filming myself as I'm walking somewhere, as I'm like walking and talking and having thoughts. I think that just shows people who I am and what I sound like and what I look like, so that they can start to build trust in me, in all the different scenarios, without having to be like prim and proper and perfect. I think people don't want perfect, right? They don't want to be sold to all the time. They just want to know, like, is she cool? Like, what's her vibe? And that's what branding is.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Cause I mean, I totally agree. You can't be perfect all the time. And that's kind of what social media portrays. So just putting that out there that you're a human being, you know, you're fun, you're quirky, or, you know, this is me type of thing. That's great. Now with your kids, like, so how do you bring your girls up? You know, you were a chemist, then you changed your career. Like, like as a mom, what do you portray like as like for career wise? Do you want your girls to go into photography? Are you like sky's the limit type of thing?
Dude, our girls can do whatever they want to do. Yeah. Like, I tell my girls every single day, if you work hard, you can do whatever you put your mind to. Like, there is no constraints that Brian and I will ever put on our kids. We want them to feel empowered and deeply independent and confident in who they are and what they want to do in their lives. So we're not steering that ship. We're just helping them grow some really strong roots.
Yeah.
So that one day when they grow up, they can fly away.
Yeah. You know? I know it's scary to think that, but I mean, my daughter is so independent and it's like the sky's the limit for sure. I love though, like, that you were okay leaving your corporate job and making a change, even though you wanted to become a mom, you know, you knew you were going to have, you know, big changes coming in the future. You know, just like putting it out there that it's never too late to take that chance and to be happy, right? You weren't happy at the corporate, you know, chemist job. So I always love seeing that, because I think a lot of times we think as parents, or even if you want to become a parent, you're like, well, I can't make a change now because I'm going to get pregnant, or I'm going to do this or that. And like you built that business while you were pregnant, you know, and then had one other baby. It's like, what was going through your head in that time?
Oh my goodness. Well, the words of my mentor and our grad school advisor, Doug Jin, such a legend. He went through a painful passing of his father in grad school when I was in grad school. And he said something to me that completely changed the trajectory of Brian and I's like life philosophy. And he said to us, you can always make more money. You can never make more time. And so time is the most important and valuable asset in our lives. And I just want more time with my kids, and I want more time with my business, and I want more time with Brian. And I'm so greedy with wanting to be with the people that I love and do the things that I love. And I just knew that I wasn't going to be able to grow EFP and be with my kids with the flexibility that I have as being a business owner while I was working for Intel in corporate America.
Do you have any regrets, or is it like you can't even imagine your life if you had not
cannot imagine like, not even a little bit imagine it.
Yeah. It's so crazy too. Like, I mean, and I also feel like as an entrepreneur, like, I don't know about you, but like, I feel like I'm constantly evolving and growing. Where if I was in more of a corporate setting or, you know, that type of job, which I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time, but, I don't think I would feel that way. I feel like you just, not that you're not growing, but it's just like, it's always something new. It's always another risk. It's always another like adrenaline rush when you're an entrepreneur. And it's just, like you said, a lot of freedom where almost it feels overwhelming where you're like, this is my time. I have so much time. How can I use it so wisely where I'm, you know, really, really appreciating that time that we do have.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure. It's really cool. And it is great as a mom to scary too, but great that you do have that flexibility to be with your kids when you want to, and you make your own schedule.
Oh my gosh, it's the best. Mm-hmm. Like when I was growing EFP, well, actually not even just growing EFP, both while growing EFP and our kids were before public school era, you know, in that 0 to 5, before you've started kindergarten era, we intentionally chose to put our kids in daycare only Monday through Thursday and not Fridays, because my Fridays were my mom Fridays. Everyone knows that my mom Fridays were off limits. All my clients knew this. It was baked into my hours. It was baked into my contracts. Fridays are off limits for Aaron, the photographer. They were my mom Fridays. And I cherished those days. And I cried my eyes out when Reese started kindergarten because so many reasons. And I was going to lose my mom Fridays.
Yeah.
And that's been a tough transition on me. But I get my mom afternoons now, you know, because they get off school at 2:30, 3:10. And I shut my laptop. People know my hours are done at 3 o'clock and I'm with my girls. So I feel so incredibly lucky. I have my cake and I can eat it too.
Yeah. Yeah. It is amazing. I mean, you definitely have to set up those boundaries. Like you said, shut that laptop off, or like my phone goes off 6 p.m. and everyone knows between like 2:30 and 4:30, I'm not around, you know? And, yeah, you do have to cherish those moments because it does go by so, so quickly. Now, what advice can you give to women out there that are trying to find their authentic self? Like, what would be the best way to do that, whether it's through their business branding or really just like, you know, as a mom, how did you find your authenticity through that?
Ah, that's such a good question, Megan. Oh my gosh. What I want for myself, for my best friends, for all my mom friends, you know, we owe so much to ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think I became my best mom. I became my best self when I was given time to myself to be without my kids. Mm-hmm. I am very much defined by my children. My children are my life. They're everything to me. And I am my best self when I can do the things that I love doing for myself: hiking, camping, sleeping on the dirt, running, growing EFP as a business, meeting with other business owners, right? Like spending time in the city with my girlfriends. I think that being able to be selfish in giving yourself time for yourself is how you can authentically continue to like love the life you are living and find yourself. Don't, because we all lose ourselves when we have kids, right? Mm-hmm. Because everything revolves around the newborn, when the newborn is born. And you don't have the ability to be selfish. You don't have the time for yourself. Even with an amazing and equal partner that I had in Brian, you still lose a lot of yourself. And I'm still trying to find her too. I'm still like,
same. I mean, my daughter's 8.
it doesn't get any easier. It just gets different. And, you know, I just think that having time for yourself is the best way to like hang on to the things you love the most.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that so much. Cause I so agree. Like, you have to like reconnect with yourself. And if you're never alone, if you're never finding your own purpose beyond motherhood, cause motherhood is your purpose, right? Your family is your purpose, but there's gotta be something, like you said, left and right sides of the brain. It's like, we gotta use our brain in a way that we really connect with who we are too, besides being a mom. And that could be a hobby or a job, you know, or like a business or whatever you want it to be.
Even just having childcare so that you can have a moment to go to one of my good friends here. She'll go to Target and get that cup of coffee and walk around and just have like clear brain space for an hour for herself, because you need that. Like, get that neighborhood babysitter, hire someone to come over and take care of your kid for 2 hours twice a week. You know, give yourself time for yourself, because you give, as a mom, everything to your family and to your kids and to your home and the operation that is being a household. That, like, I know it costs money to get a nanny. I know childcare is insanely expensive. That is a privilege to be able to afford it. But like, wherever you can in those pockets, like your life and your happiness matters so much. And it shouldn't just be defined by selflessly giving everything to your kids.
Right. Your home. Right. Yeah, totally. I mean, you are a better parent when you even 5 minutes for yourself, if you can't afford childcare, or, you know, taking that time when they're napping to, you know, just sit quietly or do something that you enjoy to do. You know, it goes a long way, because then you can actually show up as the person, you know, that you want to be. Because you're right, if you're always giving, 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 it starts to lead to exhaustion and then resentment, and then it's just going to pile, pile, pile. It's not a good look. Yeah. Yeah.
I love a boundary. I just love boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah. There, I think it does wonders for the kids too, to not always be there. You know, even now, like, I mean, I'm always in the afternoons with Gray, and, you know, those days where, say, I have an event or something, and I have to go somewhere at night or in the morning, and, you know, she really misses me, and it's like, you know, it's good for everybody to just have a break and be like, you know, I feel really grateful that mom's around for me all the time. You know, it's like they don't know a difference if you're always there, but if you actually separate yourself for a little bit and give yourself that time and that grace, you know, mm-hmm. you're like, you both feel better, you know? You're like, wow, I have an awesome mom that's there for me all the time. And like, you know, it's like when she's not, you don't know until she's gone, right?
Right. And it teaches your child subliminally that mom has things that she loves doing outside of home. It really mm-hmm. encourages, especially in girls who have always been told over hundreds of years to sit still, to sit down and look pretty, and to follow the directions and do as they're told. Yeah. Well, I don't think so. Like, I think showing my own children that I have a goal and I'm chasing after it. That I love running, that I'm marathon trained, that I go out and it's like, girls, you're going to hang out in the gym while I go for a run right now. Like, it shows them that I'm self motivated and I'm chasing after a goal in my life. And I want them to see that and digest that as well, so that they're like, oh yeah, I can do whatever I put my mind to it.
Oh my God. Yeah. I am a firm believer on leading by example. Cause I mean, kids, if you think about it, they copy everything we do way more than what they're listening to us saying. You know, they're watching what we're doing. And, you know, if you're not doing that, if you're not taking care of yourself, you know, if you're losing your patience more because you're not taking a break, they're going to notice that. And that's what they're ultimately going to become. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, bring your kid to the gym. Gray loves coming to the gym. She like gets excited to come to the gym, which isn't very often, but I do bring her sometimes. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And she know, like, I feel like they know, like, she knows. She's like, oh, did you already do your meditation for the day? And I'm like, oh, not yet. You know, she's like, okay, we can play after. Or, you know, they just know. They start to know your routine and like what's important to you and, you know, what you need for yourself to take care of you and to, again, show up better. You know, meditation helps me show up better as a mom. I have more patience. You know, it's like you got to find what works for you and, you know, let them know that it's important so they can do that for themselves too and not be, you know, that in that burnout cycle, you know, that America says is so common, especially for women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's so cool. So 5 to 10 years from now, where will you be, Erin?
Ooh, well, she'll be here in Saratoga Springs because I love it here. We love it so much.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're not going to move around then like your family did?
No. You know, when we moved here, when we looked at this home, when we put the offer in on our house here, this was the long game. For the first time ever in my life of moving every 3 years, we moved to Saratoga with the intention of staying, of growing old with here.
Yeah.
Growing our family, growing up here. We want, like, we see this home being the house that our kids graduate high school out of. And that's wild.
Yeah.
I never in a million years thought I'd live that kind of life. But for me, I hope we are just traveling the world with the kids. I hope that they love backpacking as much as we do. Yeah. I hope that EFP has a studio in Saratoga.
Yeah.
I hope that we're still healthy and happy. Yeah.
You will be. I love all this. Where can we find you now, Erin?
Yay. You can find me on Instagram. I'm super active there at Erin Fortin Photo. Okay. And you can find my website at erinfortinphotography.com.
Awesome. Now, do you do family photography as well or just branding now?
Such a good question. I do family photography.
Okay.
I offer family photography down in New York City as Central Park Family Mini Sessions. I haven't started doing family photography in Saratoga yet, but the demand is slowly coming in. So I'm thinking I might offer seasonal family mini sessions.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm like, there's a lot of families listening. So let's put that out there. And so keep an eye on your Instagram for those mini sessions.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, great. So I'm going to link all of that below. Thank you so much for being here. This is incredible.
Thank you for having me, Megan. Yay. You're so fun to talk to, and you're such a good interviewer, and I absolutely feel so stoked to have been here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, yeah, thanks for taking the time to come on. I know it was like kind of a wild morning for the both of us, but we did it. That's the good thing about like chatting with moms. It's like sometimes we just understand when there's sick kids, and yeah. Well, I hope everyone feels better. You have a great day. I will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. You too.
Have a good one.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Empowerhood is brought to you by Flourish Everyday Coaching. Check them out in the link below. And again, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. If you could take 60 seconds of your time and leave us an Apple review, this helps share the news about this podcast and help women all over the world. If you want to see the video version of this podcast, you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe there. Thank you so much, and we'll see you at the next episode.